After we spoke about the Isur Tiltul, Moshe Sorabim, even if it's Eruv, if it's Moshe Sorabim, Gemura, Carmelis, but there's no Eruv, and even the places that I have Eruv, a lot of places the Eruv doesn't help. So I wanted to try to go over all of the Protim of Hilchos Tiltul and Kirabim Hem, and we'll try maybe to go over all, to try to go over a lot of the details of Hilchos Tiltul. The halacha is that Levush is not called Tiltul. Something that a person wears, a Levush is not called Tiltul. Person is wearing clothes. There's another aloche, tachshit. It's also not called tiltul. Tachshit could be one of the two, a decoration, the hainu, something that is for beauty. But tachshit doesn't have to be dafka for beauty. Tachshit in Chazal is called different things that are for shimusha odom. Things that are mishamshe odom. We'll see, is even Zachen, a person that cannot walk at all without a stick, is allowed to walk with a stick in a Shusarabim. It's not called Tiltul. See, a wheelchair, okay, we'll see, the Gedorim is a lot of Protim. In the Aloche of Levush, in the Aloche of Tachshit, even that you're allowed to go with a Levush and a Tachshit, and it's not called Tiltul B'Shabbos, in the cases of, we'll see what is called a Levush and a Tachshit, some of the Levushim and some of the Tachshitim, Chazal assert from Gzeir Hashem Yasir or Gzeir Hashem Yipol. Some Tachshitim were nervous that he will take it off. He wants to show someone. For different reasons, he will take it off in the middle. We'll see later. And some things that Chazal have a Gzeir that it will fall off when he's walking. And when he will pick it up, he will metal the daladamas. Some levushim and some tachshitim is no gzeire. Now, the aloha mefureshes, some things are not mefuresh lemaise, that clothes that bnei odom loiv shimoisom, you're allowed to go with them in Shabbos. Dehainu. If people wear coats in the winter, you're allowed to go with a coat in the summer also. If people wear short jackets, you're allowed to go with a long jacket. If some people have long jackets. If people wear long jackets, a long jacket, and you wear a short jacket, you're allowed to go with a long one. V'chein le'efech. You're allowed to go with a kafta, even if you don't go with a kafta. You're allowed to go with clothes of a soldier, even if you're not a soldier. Every clothes that different people wear, you're allowed to wear it in every different time in the year because it's called a levush. Das ist mitzad echot. Das ist a gemore mefureshes that we can't change. We'll see later different protein. Mitzad sheni, the gemore says that you're not allowed to wear big day noshim. The noshim are not allowed to wear big day anoshim. And then we're going to avrom is mashma that noshim and anoshim is mamish a understood in ganzen. And the mele for anoshim to wear big day noshim, it's called masui. The Gadol says he doesn't understand. The winter, you wear a coat. In the summer, you wear the same coat from the winter. You wear soldier's clothes. You wear chayot clothes, doctor's clothes. He says there's no difference. Noshim and noshim. He says it's because it's a isu from lo yilbash. Saval is a isu from lo yilbash. Vemele, it causes it to be a masui. Hallelujah to it's big day noshim that don't have a leilbash. It's not called a isufun masui. We'll have to see later the protim and different begodim. But these are dvarim mefurashim. We don't know the reason. Big day noshim state you're not allowed to. Shal begodim that different people wear as a mefurash of Shulchan Aruch. It's a halacha in Simen Shin Aleph. This is a halacha mefurashes. That you're allowed to wear kamo mine begodim. שין א' סעיף למדבוב, מותר לוצץ בשבס בשתי מלבושים זה על גבי זה. You're allowed to wear two shirts, ten shirts, בין לצורך חבר. בין לצורך means it's cold, so you want to wear two undershirts, למשל, two shirts, you're allowed to. בין לצורך חבר. What is לצורך חבר? למשל, you have a friend, he's in the middle of the street in Rosh Hashanah, his pants tore. Now, if he stands, it's okay, but if he starts to walk, it's nishken matzah. So he tells you, you could go get me a pants, he tells you how I'll carry. So he tells you, no, wear it. So he says, okay, I'll wear it, I'll come, I can't take it off. So no, wear two pants. Come, take off one pants, give me one pants. So Shulchan Aruch stayed here allowed to. And a lot of poskim just copied this halacha k'mo yishehu. But the Zabbaz Ach, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to wear even two belts. Now, the Ramo brings down, v'yesh oisrim shtei chaguris. It's very nagia l'aloch, this means I'm going into this part. Yesh oisrim shtei chaguris. You're not allowed to wear two belts. Only if you have two different clothes. Now you have one belt on your pants, you have a coat, and you put a belt on top of that, then you're allowed to. But two belts, one on each other, you're not allowed to. V'chein ro'i linoi. But you're allowed to wear two hats, and you're allowed to wear two pairs of socks. Now, the Shiloh, when the Ramos said, you're not allowed to wear two belts on each other. We'll see about it, it's very negative. He meant belts, because, I'll explain, two clothes make sense to wear. It's nerech levisha. Of a belt, that's in the chefts of a belt, that it belts you. It's a belt. There's no musik of two belts. There's no musik of one. I beg it, you wear. I'm wearing two coats, so what? But it's not musik, I'm belt with another belt. But if this is the pshat, the Ramot didn't have to finish and say, but you're allowed to wear two pairs of socks. It's a chalois din belt. As mashma in the Mishneh Brura, that the reason of belts, because no one wears two belts. There's no toyelis. No one wears two belts. The feed that some poskim wanted to say, that no one wears two pants today. Shirts, people wear two shirts. People have two undershirts, people have two shirts. But two pants, but it's not, first it's not true, people have gatkes, yeah? As a Muslim, you have very cold places, could be people wear two pants. So I saw some poskim just copied that for sure you're allowed to, chutz and two belts, the shade in the Ramah has nisht. And some say that, like at Chile, clothes that no one wears two from them, not to the Moshe, to put two yarmulkes on each other, no one wears two yarmulkes. And then after minutes again, your friend tells you that he doesn't have a yarmulke, it flew, yeah? So he's standing in the street without a yarmulke. So you're allowed to put, in Shabbos, you can't carry a yarmulke. In Shabbos, if you're allowed to put a pile of yarmulkes, or Moshe, you go into the Kaisel, you like to give out yarmulkes, yeah? Shabbos, if you're allowed to have a pile of yarmulkes, I'm saying, the Shabbos, if you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Could be tak as a mokum to say that you're not allowed to. Could be as a mokum to say you're not allowed to. Now, we'll start with this first halacha. That the Ramos says you're not allowed to wear two belts. So where's Negea two belts? So, two belts are Negea for Chassidish people, it's very Negea. Yeah? Chassidish people, there's a belt that is called a galtel, and there's a belt that is called a belt. So Rav Moshe was very machmir about going with a galtel in the street in Shabbos. Well, now we'll go behelim the chumra from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds it's not a tachshit, people only wear it b'shas davening. Even the Maizah, the Mitzvahs today, that most Chassidish Yidden walk with it to shul back and forth. But the Marshal, the Nafkimina will be, but Lamazong, you have the Litvish Chassidish that they don't really go around in the Galtel in the street and they're embarrassed maybe even to go with the Galtel. But Minigam is saying, be a damn that they dive it with the Galtel. But they put it under the clothes and no one sees. Now the Maizah, he wants to take the Galtel to shul, but he knows he's not allowed to carry in Shabbos. Shalif, he's allowed to put under the jacket to put the Galtel. It's not so pashut. If he doesn't have in his pants a belt, he's allowed to. He has a belt on his pants. You're allowed to wear a belt.
Has to be on the pants or to wear on the shirt?
One time. But if Lama Zogin, he has already a belt on his pants. He has a belt on his pants. So if he puts it on his jacket, Avadi allowed to. You're allowed to have two belts. But if he will put it in the same place that he has the other belt, he's carrying two belts. So I want to make a seder. The moshel, some people go with a zakafta, nice chassidish levush, that has like a nice big belt on it. So all the, and then he wants to go with a gartel. His meaning is to go with a gartel. So the meister, the poskim when they say you're allowed to go with a gartel, because there's the minhag that you have such a belt, that you have such a zach. It's not a chisor. This is the minhag. But if the person is not going with a gartel outside, that he thinks that it's nice that he's going with a gartel, he just is carrying the gartel really for shul, and he's putting it under his jacket. He doesn't want people to see that he has a gartel. And he has also a belt. He can wear both. He has to decide one of the two. He has a good shayla if it's helpful to put it on the shirt. Some people say this is one on the shirt and one on the pants. A lot of person want to say that you're allowed to. But at least to put it on the pants, avada you're not allowed to. Now, be'etzem, where this halacha is very nagea? It's nagea in three places. It's people that have a Shabbos belt. We're in a second see what later what is called the Shabbos belt, but it's a kind of belt that through this belt, people carry keys in Shabbos. Allowed to, not allowed to, we'll see in a second the shayla. Even if you're allowed to wear a Shabbos belt, but you have to put it on a different jacket, not on the same place that you have a belt. If you put it on the same lebege that you have a belt, it's too chagurus, there's no heter to wear the Shabbos belt. The Mishneh Berurah speaks about a person that wants to, the moshel, he wants to carry a belt, Shabbos belt, but he has a coat, and the coat has a belt. Now he wants to put a Shabbos belt on the coat. Mishneh Berurah says he can't. To wear two belts, you're not allowed. So the Mishneh Berurah, I have an eitzah for him. Open the belt of the coat and put the belt, the Shabbos belt on you. Aye, the belt of the coat, you're carrying it. So the Mishneh Berurah, while it's sewed into the coat, it's not called carrying. If you close the belt of the coat, so you already have a belt. So the Shabbos belt is carrying. But if you open the belt of the coat, so the Shabbos belt is not a problem. And the other belt is not called carrying because it's sold into the beggar. And from here came the shayla. If a person has a coat and he's going in the street in Shabbos, he has to close his belt or he doesn't have to close his belt. The Balei HaDiyuk Medayek in this Mishneh Berurah, Shekeivon Shu Tofur BaBeged Mikra Tiltul. While it's sold into the beggar, it's not called tiltul. Mashma, only if it's sold into the beggar, it's not called tiltul. But if you have a coat, and you have a belt, and you don't sew it, it's tiltul. The Shmira Shabbos Ki Ilchosan Mishnu Mitzam and Oyebach say, Avada, it doesn't have to be sold in. It doesn't have to be sold in. If it's, this is the derech, even if it's not sold in, it's not called a tiltul. Some want to be machmir. So Lemay said, the Iker HaPsak is like this. Me Iker HaDin, if it's a normal belt that is made for that coat, it doesn't have to be sewed in. Even if it's open, you're allowed to. But Lemosh, if you have pants and you have a belt that you move from one pants to the other, and it's not closed, you're not allowed to go with such a belt because it's considered carrying the belt. But a coat, if it's made for the coat, Mishum Zalman holds that it's mutter, again, the Tzitzel Yezer and Andrei HaMachmir, and again, the Machmir in Taika, like Atchila tried to tie the belt, but Me'ikir Adin, if it's made for it, Yesh Al Mal Lismoich. Mishum Zalman brings down that if it's a belt that a lot of times slips out, so it's a Gzeire Shemo Yipol, and then you have to tie it Gzeire Shemo Yipol. Because he's Medame to different halachas of Gzeire Shemo Yipol. So Me'ikir Adin, again, you're allowed to. The machmirim lekatchile try to be makpid that it will be tight. We'll see in shoelaces, kimat everyone holds that you're allowed to go in shoelaces even if they're not tight. Kimat everyone holds that you're allowed to. We'll see later maybe one shita that is machmir, but I don't want to go into shoelaces this year. I'm always speaking about the belt and the coat. Me'ikah again, if it's not a belt that is made for that coat, you have to close it. If it's made for this coat, Me'ikah adin of shumazamun holds you're allowed to. But the machmirim hold you have to be kosher it, and even if you're Rav Zalman, if it's a kind of belt that every time you find it falling out, so then, lekatchila, you have to tie it even if you're Rav Zalman. to wear a coat, a jacket on the shoulders. Some people think that it's yeshivish as that they have it hanging on the shoulders. The shayla if it's considered derech masui or derech tiltul. The ma'aseh said the chazanish walk like that in Bnei Brak. The poskim say if you're in a country that no one walks like that, it's tiltul. You come to a country that no one, I think in America it's some maybe countries that no one walks like that. So then it's a tiltul. But if some people, even yechidim, go like that, it's not called a tiltul. The Shmir Shabbos says, but if you're in a place that's a shusarabim gemura, not to go like that, gzeira, sometimes it falls, sometimes people just move it to the side, and it's gzeira shemayetaltel, and it's medame to the other zachat and our osu. So again, in a place that is no eruv, the shusarabim gemuraise, Shmir Shabbos says, not to go like that. Gloves. The Shulchan Aruch brings down be'etzem. Gloves be'etzem are called the levush. Shulchan Aruch brings down that yesh machmirim not to wear gloves and Shabbos in the street. Why? Not because it's not called clothes. Because gzeira, sometimes you have to scratch yourself or you have to use your fingers and you'll take off the gloves and you'll come to carry b'shus harabim. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens v'roi lochush ledvar. Not to wear gloves. Shulchan brings down that interesting that today a lot of people are makel. Doesn't know why. It says maybe because we don't have Rishus Harabim Dereiraisa. Or we call them Bal Nefesh Yachme. So the Maestro Bal Nefesh doesn't wear gloves. So if you see someone with gloves, you know he's not a Bal Nefesh. Now, I found out that all the Choshev of Netair in America don't wear gloves. Now, you have to know that some place can say like this. If it's an Eruv in the place and you only Machmir, so the Mele. Like after that, you can follow us have the gloves. Mishnabur brings down the eitzim of the gloves to sew them to the sleeves. Now, the Mishnabur asks the kasha, what it helps that it sews to the sleeves? So, he says he doesn't know pshat. Maybe he says, because even if you take it off, so it will not be mamash tiltul, to be tiltul min atzad, but mele you make it. A lot of people don't understand why the Mishnabur didn't know why it will help to sew it. You know, if you have a hat, you have a coat and you have a hat, a hudazah. The Bir Halacha says you're allowed to go with a hat, even if you're not wearing the hat, because it's sewed to the coat. Shumazaman Erebach says, even if it's not sewed, it's zipped or with buttons, you're also allowed to go with it, if it's connected to the coat. What interesting, so why Taki says it's different? Because the answer, this is the derech of the coat. But there's no coat that has sleeves, gloves, only if you're a little kid. The gloves come out of the coat. And the shayla is by kids, not so posh. You know, if you let the kid to go with such gloves hanging off, and he's not wearing them, could be a stiltum. But no adults have such a kind of coat. Why I'm saying that? Because even when something is sewed, the heter is because it's derech levush. Lemoshel. It's a aloche in a talis. If a person has a talis, Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to fold the talis on the shoulders and go with it to Rishus Harabim. In our days, you're allowed to because everyone, even when you daven, you have the, especially by the Litvisha, the talis is fold very nicely on the shoulders. So this is the derech halavush. But if someone, the derech halavush would be to hang down, and he just piles it on the shoulders, it's also, this is sifat Shulchan Aruch. So not everything that is connected is mutter. It has to be that it's a derech halavush. The mele, the gloves, when they're sewed up to the shoulders, they are also, the Bir Halacha didn't find a heta. Why I'm saying that? I heard last week that in America some people decided to help the oilam. It started from the chassidim that had shtreimlach and it's raining. And we'll see soon if it's a shayla if you're allowed to go with a bag on top of the hat and Shabbos or not. So they made these new raincoats. I started with like huge hats, but it fits on everything what you have on the head. Shtreimlach, spodik, just put it over. Say, this is not a problem. The new kind came out, that what happened when it doesn't rain? They made like a nice zipper in the back that you put it inside. So I got a phone call, I didn't speak to Reb Shlomo Miller. Reb Shlomo Miller holds it's a shaila from Derech Reise to go with it in Shabbos inside the zipper. Because you're carrying it. Some rabbonim want to hold that it's mutter. They say faker, that makes it like very nice. It looks like it's faker, it looks more balabatish, I'll say. I look, it doesn't look like that. So again, the matirim say, if it's open, you mutter because you folded it's awesome. And the answer is, yeah, I'm carrying it. Not everything that is connected, if it's a derech masui, could be it's awesome. I don't know yet what is the aloha, but I see that mamish, everyone is starting to wear that. So medat mevaral zayin, good. And again, when you ask the Rav, you have to explain to him the new shaila, why it's a tzad, then it's a derech tiltu. Again, you're right, everyone will tell you, the Mishnah Berurah says when it's sold, it's mutar. We have different Mishnah Berurahs and different things that are sold that are not mutar. Not everything that is sold is considered mutar. Now, to wear glasses, Moshe Sorabim, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to. ולא זה סבות העיניים על חוית מוי, במוקים שאין אור עירוב, to wear the glasses on the nose when there's no עירוב, בוודאי אוסר. Why? דיל מייפלו מעולו ואוסר לעשוי. זה יד, we'll fall and we'll come to pick it up. I will explain. Mishnah Berurah first was clearing if you're allowed to wear it or not. What was the suffix? It's sad that you're not allowed to wear it would be with the Mishnah Berurah because it's not a levush. You want to see? You're not allowed to carry a key on a chain because you want to open the door. What is the tzad? Well, I need it for looking. So in Mele, it's called a levush. So the Mishnah Berurah, I'm not going into the shal if you're allowed to or not. It's a gzeir Hashem or yipur. So I'm going to ask him, in the old days, he had the glasses only the front. See the old pictures. Today that they have the things that stand on the ears, it doesn't fall off. Mele is no gzeir. In Bnei Brak, when I was a bachur yet in Ponovich, all of the machmir of Bnei Brak had a string hanging from one side of the ear to the other. That even if that will not fall off, there is no gzeir. Lemaisa Ravosna brings down that a mold was also Lemaisa today. I think Kimat Mamish, one or two friends yet that have strings in Shabbos. Most people wear glasses and the sign that is no heter. This is a normal glasses. Reading glasses, you're not allowed to wear. Some people, they don't need the glasses when they walk in the street. They only need it when they read. But they have to go to shul, so they put it on their ear, on their eyes. Pashas is chayav chatos. Pashas is chayav chatos. You can't say it's not derech tiltul, because this is the way people carry it. And it's not a tashmish, he needs it later to read. Chayav chatos. Well, oh. Some people, take it, I had such a friend, that he had lenses, but he had the glasses, he thought he looks more chosher with the glasses. There's a lot of people that just put on glasses to look good. So then, it's a tachshit.
No gzeira, you might take it off.
What?
No gzeira, you might take it off. You don't
so
need
it's
it.
So it's totally, it's as if every tachshit. These people, but that don't take it off, okay? They don't want to look that chosher. But if a person stam normally doesn't wear it, he can't say it's called a tachshit. Sunglasses, you're not allowed to wear. Why are you not allowed to wear sunglasses? Because, even that you need it for the sun, because it's a gzeira that the sun will stop, the mushrooms will start to be clouds, you're not good, you take it off. The poskim hold, chutz from that could be, it's not mamish called the tashmish, just to protect you from the sun. I mean, for two reasons you're not allowed to wear sunglasses, and not only sunglasses, some people have that little, you know, older people have it, that you connect it. Also to wear it in Shabbos. The only thing you're allowed to, if the doctors say you need it, some people, chas v'shalom, especially if they have in the machla, they pass chemo and all different zachen, or they have hepatitis, all different kind of machlas, so they have to wear it because it's dangerous for them. So by them also it's called a refuah, and also there's no gzeir, they will take it off, and they're allowed to.
If it's attached, it's also awesome.
If it's attached to the glasses, because you could take it off, so mele it's awesome.
Is the actual glasses called?
And then you're allowed to. The glasses that change, you're allowed to, and also, b'shem zalman hold, there's no tzivea to go out. I know some people want to be machmir, and b'shem zalman said, there's no isul tzivea to go out, even though the color changes when you go out. But this is the bazindo shir and tzivea, lemai said it's mutter.
So if you want sunglasses, because it looks good.
But again, if the sun stops, if you look like, you know, like a security people, so then Kenzai. So the pshat is they're not wearing it only because the sun. They're not wearing it because the sun. And also then you have to know the metzias if they take it off in different matzavim or not. Now I will explain. Tachshit, most tachshitim people don't take off in the middle of the street. Sunglasses and these dabzach and people take off. And Chazal made such a Chazal made such gzeiros. Take off, people take off. That when he sees friends, who are you? You see who I am? And he takes it off. Says a gzeiros, then he will take it off. A person has, like, I don't know how to call it, to make your teeth straight. So,
retainer.
So you have two kinds. You have, like, you know, rings that go on the teeth, and it's partial that you're allowed to. And you have the things that you put under your tongue, but you can take it out. The person can hold you allowed to wear it. It's not called tiltul, because it's tzerich haguf. In the Shmir Shabbos is brought down. Some people buy a new hat, and it's a little bit big. So you don't want it to go down to your ears. So you put inside, like, a piece of carton inside. So Shemazaman Herba holds you allowed to. It's not called, and I will explain. We're going to see in a second, you're not allowed to wear, you're allowed to wear everything that you need to wear, you're allowed to. But you're not allowed to wear things that protect your clothes. Shchanor says, you're not allowed, this is the reason we'll see in a second, the problem is to put a plastic bag in the hat. Everything that you need for yourself, you're allowed to wear. To protect you from the rain, you're allowed to. To protect your clothes not to get dirty, you're not allowed to. Only if it's a levush. If you wear a raincoat, even if the raincoat is on the coat, even if it's for the coat not to get wet, but it's a levush. So you're allowed to wear a raincoat. But something that is not a levush, you're not allowed to wear it to help your clothes. So it was a shal if you're allowed to put the carton inside the hat or not. Shem Zalman said this becomes a part of the hat, and you're allowed to. I remember when I learned the sugyas last time, it was not my eyelid so much, but I remember when I was younger, I learned the sugyas, came out that the machmirim, it's kedai to glue it inside, into the hat. I remember when I bought my hat, it was maybe 20 years ago, I went to, so I went to Ferster, it was the old Ferster, not today they have it, it was the old store in Geula that days, and I asked him to glue it in. So he told me, you're number two. He said, the only one that asked me to glue it in was the Biskerov's daughter when she bought the hat for her father. The Biskerov was also, his daughter said, my tata will that it will be glued in. But I'm saying, the Maaser of Shmuel Zalman said you don't have to. Shmuel Zalman Erbach says you don't have to. But I know, I'm saying, yesh mokim lehachdim. Now, to put a bag on the hat, there's two kinds of bags. The special bags that come on the hat. They have the nice ones. That a mamash made for the size of the hat. Shmuel Zalman Erbach holds you allowed to. He said it's a levush. Like it's a raincoat. It's called a levush. Even we saw the Ramo Koiva al Gabi Koiva, this is not Mamish. The Chazanish and Ramo Yishe Feinstein hold on its also. It's also. Now, even if you're Bishlom Azam and Neuerbach, Bishlom Azam and Neuerbach, the Poiskim say, some people, if it stops to rain, they will take it off right away. They will take it off right away. So there's a Gzeire that will stop to rain, and it will take it off. Now, this is on a bag that is made for the hat. A plastic bag stam, lekula alma it's also. Because it's not to protect the person, it's to protect the hat. The poskim were clearing what it would be if a person takes a bag and he puts it also on his head. It's a big machlekes. It's a big machlekes if it helps or not. Reb Nissim Karelitz holds, this is garnished. Protecting his head, where is protecting his head? What? And the rain will not hit. There's people that want to be makel, choshev poskim that want to be makel. Ain't here there. It's not so pushed. But for sure, it's time to put a bag in the hat, lekula alma is also. Because this is seif in shechanoch. To put seif, to protect your clothes not to get wet, also. Some people say if it's pouring heavy rain, you're allowed to because if the hat gets very wet, so your head gets wet. So you're doing it to protect your head. Why I'm saying that is enough. I mean, a lot of times when it's snowing, and the Bochum like to go out. Now, some people don't have boots, so they have shoes. So they don't want the shoes to get wet, so they put bags on it. It's us. But most Bochum that put bags is because they have holes in the shoes, and they don't want to get wet. Then it's mutter lekula alme to put a bag over your shoe. Because if you don't want your shoe to get soaking wet, not because you don't want the shoe to get ruined. because you get freezing cold. The water will go through. So then avada you're allowed to. Then avada you're allowed to. So there, Reb Moshe holds you allowed to. Even if Reb Moshe, Shmuzama for sure holds you allowed to. Reb Moshe says, why are you allowed to? And this there is bad in the Reb Moshe that asks the bag. He says, these glasses that you put on the shoe, he says, it also warms. So Levush, Lemaise, it's warmer with it. Lemaise, the foot is warmer. Lemaise, if it's snowing, Lemaise, and you have such a thing, you feel much better, Lemaise. Not only because it's not wet. So he said, this is the Levush. A plastic bag and a hat, you can't call it another hat. He's not going with two hats. You can't say he's going with two hats. The hat that is too high, every hat is a Levush. So even that your Matore is not Levush, again, Alamol is two ways to measure. If it's a Levush like the bag, I'm really protecting myself, every Levush is Mutter. The Levush is Mutter. If it's not a Levush, so if it's Derech Levush, we said you're allowed to carry for your clothes, you're allowed to wear five jackets, you're allowed to. Shlomo Zalman holds, it's made like a hat, it's like a Levush. It's made for a Levush, it's called like a Levush. Moshe says, it's not called a Levush. But this thing that you put on the foot, so Moshe says, this really is for sure Mutter. Moshe finds it, and I want to be Machmir, but it's much more because to be Maker, because Be'etzim it protects the foot also, and it's considered a better shoe. Now, you're not allowed to carry a key b'rshu sarabi. Kula Am, you're not allowed to carry a key. So it's a Musaf that is called the Shabbos belt. So the best Shabbos belt, the best Shabbos belt that people have, is the belts, I don't know why they stop to sell them, that they take a normal belt, and in the same, instead of the last piece where you put inside the hole, you take the key, then you take out the edge of the belt, and you put a key there. Inside of the hole, the key goes in, and the teeth of the key really catch the hole, not to slip back. Like in every belt, the edge has like a little bump. This is like the best Shabbos belt. The other Shabbos belt, what everyone has, is there's these normal Shabbos belts. They're like a kind of plastic, something that like stretches. And then you put the key inside. Now you have to know, not to be over a isu, has to be that the key is connecting the two sides. You have two kind of rings, and the rings are not connected with each other, just the key connects both. The motion, I'll show you, I'll explain to you. The Moshe, here is the Shabbos belt, right? So we have two rings that could close. This is the Shabbos belt, goes around the person. He closes himself on the Shabbos belt, he has a Shabbos belt. Say? Now, he has a key. So he could, one person does the key, that's what he does. Takes the key, it's in the Shabbos belt. Now he closes the Shabbos belt, and he's going. This person, it could be Chayev Skila, B'Shege Chakos. Could be it's lav derech tiltul bekach and it's only the rabbanon, but it's a isur gomu, isur gomu. Even as one mashmoes mishtabur that it's not this case. This case pashes isur gomu. The etzah that if Shabbos belt helps is that a person will put the ring in one side of the hole, then the other ring he will put in the same hole of the key. Now the key is the belt is a, the key is a part of the belt. Why it's not lekatchile? Because some people say this part is not a part of the belt. But while it's one piece, even that the ikar of the key is this, not this. But this is the heter of the Shabbos belt, if Shabbos belt is mutter. Why some people didn't want to be matir or Shabbos belt? The tiny was, Shlomo Zalman said, that it's totally, some Shabbos belt, without the key, it will mamish not stretch. He mamish needs that little set piece of the key. It's very wide, without this little extra. So then you're allowed to for sure. Some people, the Shabbos belt, they don't need it. It's like all extra pieces in the Shabbos belt. So Shlomo Zalman said, it looks like a arome. It looks like a arome. But he's going to say, what kind of arome? What is the problem of arome? What is the chisson of arome? From where Shlomo Zalman made such a issue. But Be'emes, in the Rambam that says you're not allowed to wear two belts on each other, the Mishnah Berurah explains, why not? Shabura says, Mechzik Kemasui. Be'etzem, why not? I'm wearing two belts, and it's Derech Levishin. It looks like a Masui. So, the other one, not Mekabar of Shlomo Zalman's Taina. Ander Taina, again, it has to be that some people in the world wear such a kind of clothes. If no one in the world wears such a clothes, you can't call it Derech Levush. No one wears such a thing. No one wears such a thing. So I want to explain. I just want you to know the ideas. It's be'etzem on every pratim you can say a shir b'fnei atzmoi. But the machmirim, what's it like this? The machmirim shem machmirim don't use Shabbos though because of that. The ma'aseh klal Yisrael uses it. If you get the best one, it's okay. Number two, if the chumra is, you take out your normal belt and you put it inside the belt. And this is your belt. Now in Chutzlot, I saw a lot of choshev people, this is what they do. They really use it for a belt. So then it's not called the aromen. For Shabbos, they take out the belt. I was recently in Chutzlot. I saw choshev people. And noshim, and the whole time they wear it. They don't take it off. The whole Shabbos in the Simcha, they go around with the Shabbos belt. It's Gibbet and the Chazanish has such a svara that if Shabbos you wear it, it's called, Enoch Lam and Klal Yisrael do it for Shabbos, but it's called a Levush by Klal Yisrael. It's a goyim like that. Again, people that don't, at least, but for sure to be makpid that the Shabbos belt will not be in a place that you already have a belt. If you wear it on the coat and there's a belt on the belt of the coat cannot be closed. So I said, would you have to be makbid, not on a belt? To be makbid, that the rings will be in the side of the key and not that the key is hanging. These are things that you have to be makbid. Then I'm saying that the belt will be at least tight on you, but not like it's hanging, you don't need it, so it's garnished. Sometimes it's mamish like it's loose. So then the key for sure is not a part of the belt. Then the father is no heter. And I'm saying, and if you're a machmir, so then you use it for a belt. The father is sidobo to be soymech to use the Shabbos belt. Now, what you have to be machmir a lot is, a lot of times you buy clothes and you have tags of prices. To wear the tag in Shabbos, it's tiltu. Because most people are machmir to take off the price. But made it still to. What would be if it's inside and you're not makpid at all? Then ain't a chanami. What happens if you have the tags of the dry cleaner? You're allowed to go with it in Shabbos or not? So if you never makpid on it, it doesn't bother you. See, people go with talisim and it's hanging on top of the talis. So then it's not a problem. But a lot of people, most choshva people, are makpid, especially if they're choshva atorah on the top. He will not have at the bottom, dry cleaner's tag. If he goes around like this in Shabbos, again, suffix kila. Now, the shaila is, if he says, you know what, I will leave it forever. So again, I don't like my tags, even inside. I try to be makbid before Shabbos to take them off. As I'm doing the week, I'm also very makbid. I don't like to go like a dry cleaner. But if I will find something here in Shabbos, I have an eitzah. It's taken forever. Because I could be mevatel it. In my talis godel, it's not so poshut to say I'm leaving it here forever. Because you're really makbid on it. If you're not so much makbid on it, again, b'shas atchak, this is what you say, I was amol chutz laretz, chosan and kale, were walking in the street, they came over, I started standing in the middle of the street. Standing. So I went over if I could help. So they found out, the kala had all of his Shabbos clothes, and they had the tag of the dry cleaner. So that, be mekabel on yourself for never to take it off. So, but the evidence could be samech on it. So again, the tags, the people that are not makbid, it's not a problem. People that are makbid, it's a problem. Places that you could not so much see it, and you decide to leave it, this is the eitzah. This is really a shayla. I don't want to go into it. Well, it's a big shayla. Teufel, not teufel. Now, some people, not our kind of people, they're scared that the yarmulke will fly in the wind. So they have like a little piece of metal that catches it, Instead of stapling it, they put like in the here and in the yarmulke. Now, these kind of people, some of them are Shomer Shabbos. So now, if they're not Shomer Shabbos, memretnish of them. But if the Shomer Shabbos, so now the shaila is if they're allowed to go like this in Shabbos in the street or not. So this is avad. If they need it in the yarmulke that will not fly off,
Avada yellow.
Now, some people, they bichlal don't need it in the yarmulke, but they think it's nice. They're also allowed to go with it. This is the way they were. Yeah, like the Moshe, a soldier is allowed to go with a tag that says his, you know, his position, or you know, you have an organization, you know, a girls, a bisyaka, a boy, all these achan, and they have all different shmatzes that they have. There's no problem. You're allowed to go with these pins. This is derech malbush. There's no chisal. So if they think that a pin is nice, the shayla is a person that bets him. If it's not windy at all, he will not wear a pin. Easy to count. He doesn't hold by going with a pin. But he's scared to be windy. So he likes to have a pin just in case it's windy. This could be a tiltul and Shabbos. Not only that, sometimes that person, it goes out, and now he doesn't have time to connect it. Some people hold that it's also a derech tiltul. I'm saying, I can't say for sure it's asu, but again, if he's only doing it for later, it's asu. You're right that I saw in the news in Orch Shabbos, he wants to be makil to the people that wearing the pin only that will not fly off. And they have also a hat. Some of these people have also a hat. Now he has a hat, now there's no wind. He's allowed to have the pin under the yarmulke, holding under the hat, holding the yarmulke. He wants to say he's allowed to, because this is the derech he's wearing it. Even the now punk is not a wind. Now, there's another zach that people don't know. Most of the shirts, when they come, and the edge of the shirt is like two little buttons, just in case. I don't have them because the Shabbos, you can't go with them. Yeah? So in Shabbos, Kilchosa holds, you're not allowed to go with it in Shabbos. Tiltul. I remember once I forgot to take it off. So as an eitzah, if you didn't stop to walk, if you walk back to the place, but you're not allowed to stop. So you walk and you walk and travel, like you just, you know. You don't stop walking until you go back. So Zakira on Anoche, and he mevatel the Akira. The Shmir Shabbos holds you're not allowed to, and an Oche Shabbos says, and Chidushim Ubiurim from the Chazanish, it's tiltul. What? Again, if you mevatel me, so we'll go Keseida. Reb Shmuel Zalman Auerbach wants to hold that you're allowed to go with it in Shabbos. He wants to be makel. Shmir Shabbos in the top, he says, also in the body brings down from Zalman that was matin. Now, I want to explain. This aloha brings us to a lot of alohas that no one knows, and it's very chomu, and I want to explain. It's a seif in Shulchan Aruch, a very shver seif. It's in Shin Aleph, seif lamed ches. A person has a tzitzis in Shabbos, and one of the tzitzis tore. One of the tzitzis is torn. You have four kanfes, one of them is torn. And you carry on walking in the tzitzis in Shabbos, you chayev chatos. Again, als itzu tzitzis, Mishnah Berurah says, kvod abrias, you're allowed to carry on with other tzitzis in Shabbos, because you anyway can't do it in Shabbos. Sheva altas, you chayev chatos. Why? Why the normal tzitzis you're not? It's a part of the beged. While here, this way you don't want it to be, and you're planning to fix it, so it's not bottled to the beged. So b'meile, this is the reason they wanted to ask the buttons. Val, you're not mevatel them to the beged. You're planning to use them later. So again, if a person tanke is planning to mevatel it and never to use it, mistum, it's okay. Mistum, it's okay. Can't say for sure, but mistum, it's okay. I myself, mark me to try to take it off before Shabbos.
I won't be allowed to use it when you need it?
For sure not.
You can't.
Put it back on the beged, though. No. Mevatel means to not take it. This is what he meant. Rech Muli. This is what everyone does. What is called the mevatel it? What was the tzad not like that? Shlomo Zalman says, no. It's different from tzitzis. He says, why? Tzitzis, it's not good. Here, he says, fakelot. They put it there. Later, they'll just move it somewhere else in the beged. It's already tough. I don't understand it. I don't understand. Shmuzama said, it's already in the baggage, it's going to move a little bit. Any of the upshot. Reb Nissim Karelit says that it's tolui. If it's pushed to buttons like shirt buttons, he says, not choshev. He says, but sometimes you have like choshev suits. You have like a choshev button. Some people have it in the shirts also. Yeah? And you can't get that button somewhere else. Then Reb Nissim Karelit says that it's awesome. So I'm saying, Again, if you're planning to use them, avade is a mokim to be machmir, chutz from shemazama that is maker. If you're not planning to use them, you mevatel it forever, yesh mokim lehokim. Now, from this vegan, paskin of shemazalman and everyone, a chidush la'alochim. Some people have, everyone has, and every coat and every jacket, you have in the back like a little thing that you can hang it. I don't know how you call it, little piece. That you can hang it on a hook. You know what I mean? Now, it tears. The tour. Zog di shmir Shabbos kin choso, if you go with it in Shabbos, you chayav chatos. It's still torn. It's like a string of tzitzis, that if one of them is torn, so even shchanoch, you're not masking, I hear. Shchanoch also, I'm not masking. That a chud of tzitzis is also.
It's not choso.
Oh, 1 second. You planning to fix it or not? If you're not planning to fix it, ey lechana. If you're planning to fix it, it's like the chud of tzitzis.
You can rip the rest off.
If you're not planning to use it, I'm saying in the chanam.
When you're fixing it, you're just going to sew it on. You're not going
to
take it.
Sewing out, this also. Exactly. This is what they say. If you're planning to sew it on, it's also. If you're planning to leave it there. Oh, the motion. If you're planning to rip it off, it's also not good because it disturbs you that it's there. So it's also. The Ocha Shabbos is mesupik. What would be if you decide, you know what, I'm leaving it there and I will just make one more? If you could be maker. Probably you're stuck in Shabbos, yeah? You see it torn in Shabbos, what to do? So if you plan to take it off, it's also to go with it. If you plan to fix it, it's also to go with it. Lach Shabbos is mesupik, if you could decide, I will leave it forever, and I will fix another one. Again, some Yeshiva Bochim never plan to fix it. If his mother will see it, maybe she will fix it. But could be this is called a mevat. But if he's planning to fix it, I know in the Piskei Tshuvos, he has psarichas, he has kashas, but the Ma'aseh Shmir HaShabbos, Kilchos, or HaShabbos, Ale Ha'adike hold that it's also. The same thing, you have a lot of times hooks. You know, you have like some buttons. It's more Noshimdike clothes. You have like buttons, but instead of having like inside the suit where you could put it, has like a, like the crossing, you had lulois in the Mishkan. And the lulois are torn. Again, if you plan to fix it, it's still Tulan Shabbos. Now, if one I'll tell you, if one chut of the tzitzis is torn, you're not planning to change it, it's okay. We speak in a chut of tzitzis that torn that you have to fix them. So maybe you're going to change the chut.
One
chut you're allowed to leave, so you're not going to fix it. We speak in that a whole four torn. So even the other ones, while the only roy with this one, you're going to fix it, and maybe it's us.
You want to look at the other ones.
What?
You won't be able to see.
So you ask your kasha, but that's the halacha. Now, there's a shayla like this. Some people have a loose button. Now, it's different matzovim in a loose button. There's a loose button that you could use yet to close. So then it's a part of it. Sometimes it's so loose, if you touch it, you're allowed to go with it in Shabbos or not. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky had such a story when he was a bach, and he went to ask the Chazanish, he was allowed to carry on walking in Shabbos. Chazanish told him that it's totally where's the button. If it's in the shirt, le marshal, so. And the jacket, the mushal, it's very shvach. But without the button, the jacket looks even shvacher. So you want it now like this, that the jacket would look good. So then it's noy. But the mushal, sometimes you have it in the sleeve in the hand. Now there's where you know enough community, you're just not taking it off because you don't want to lose it. So then, bepash, if you go in Shabbos, again, it's a shalaf, it's a chatus or not, but it's for sure isru gomu to go like this in Shabbos. Now, Me'ochel Shabbos says a chumre, I didn't check it yet, I just wanted you to know, I didn't know it till today. You know, when you buy suits, today the way it works is, when you buy it, they want it to be very good. So they sew over, the pockets are closed. It's a different kind of thread, it's like a blackish thread, you could strong open it. Now, it happens by itself in the two pockets in the side and in the pocket here. Now, this pocket, some people leave closed forever. I think it looks better if you leave it closed, I think. Here, most people open it. What if you didn't open it yet? He wants the taina yoyver isu deraisa because you're carrying the packet. As evi chutit tzitzis. While you're planning to fix it, so you it's not bottled to the baguette. No, Cheshabbos, he says, nearly she is pugomu.
Why isn't it noy right there?
Again. The noise is the inside, not the kiss inside is not enough. No, but this part. There's more stuff inside, but the inside. You're carrying the inside. You're carrying the inside. And again, this is what I said before. Things that I sold, we see again in tzitzis. I'm saying, it's tchias to the Shulchan Aruch. That not everything that is sold on becomes mutar. L'mosh, the chuta tzitzis. It's sold on. Not everything that is sold on becomes mutar. I'm saying, it's a tchias that Piskei Tshuvos wants to be doiche, that everything is mutar, he's not mekabel all of the zachen and the olif. And he wants to say that the reason chuta tzitzis is different because it's never bottle abeget. It's tachshit. B'meile, yeah, there's a whole shtickle teir that is different. But b'pashtas, it's very schwach to say a hefer. We'll stop here. You gotta be the watches, not the zachen, maybe next week.